Wir mit Jingle anfangen?
Räumlichkeiten von DTIB in Solidarität mit YPG und YPG
1.2.1818. Das türkische Konsulat in Salzburg wurde angegriffen. Durch die Aktion wurden einige Türen und Kameras beschädigt. 22.01.2018, ein Fahrkartenautomat in Frankfurt am Main wurde mit Bauschaum, Hämmern, Farbe und Feuer unbrauchbar gemacht. Für eine kollektiv freie Fahrt.
Revolution. Erstens Umwälzung und grundlegende Änderung industrielle. In der Mode bahnt sich eine an. 1.1 Sturz einer Gesellschaftsordnung, eine bricht aus, wird niedergeschlagen, niedergeworfen, unterdrückt, die ist gescheitert, siegt die französische. 2. Astronomisch, Umlauf eines Himmelskörpers um das zentrale Gestirn, lateinisch, Revolutio, das Zurückwälzen und Drehung der Gestirne als Volkserhebung von französischer Revolution beeinflusst.
Der türkischen Armee in Afrin. Diese Motivation der revolutionären Jugendlichen, die am selben Tag in den Verein von türkischen Faschistinnen in Rotterdam angegriffen.
Punch a Nazi!
24.01.2018. Der Seyhid Andok Özgür Rachegim hat in Normandie, einem Stadtviertel der französischen Hauptstadt Paris, einen für den türkischen Staat arbeitenden MIT-Agenten aufgespürt und sein Auto abgebrannt. 20.01.2018, ein DITIB-Zentrum wurde in Stadtteil Bützflöt in Graz, Rache für Afrin.
What about the time when all those kids broke the windows?
In Leipzig wurden Scheiben eines SPD-Büros mit Feuerlöschern eingeworfen, wegen der deutsch-türkischen Zusammenarbeit im Kampf gegen die Befreiungsbewegung in Afrin. 25.01.2018. In Calais wurden Bullen mit Steinen angegriffen. Die Bullen hatten zuvor damit begonnen, Zelte und Hütten im Wald wegzuräumen. 25.01.2018. In Marseille griffen einige revolutionäre Jugendliche am helllichten Tag das türkische Konsulat an. Das Gebäude wurde sowohl mit Steinen beworfen als auch mit Feuerwerksbatterien angegriffen. Auch flogen Böller auf die das Gebäude bewachenden Bullen.
Konterrevolution. Feminin. Gegen eine Revolution gerichteter Umsturz zugunsten der ursprünglichen Regierung. Synonym Gegenrevolution, französisch Kontrarevolution, Kontertanz. Männlich ursprünglicher englischer Tanz zu zweit oder vier aneinander gegenüberstehende Paaren im 18. Jahrhundert über ganz Europa verbreitet.
Queste guerriglia, porco Dio!
In Offenbach werden zwei Scheiben eines MHB-Vereins eingeworfen, sowie Schriftzüge Efrin und BKK hinterlassen. 26.01.2008. In Leipzig wurden 6 Fahrkartenautomaten angezerstört. 26.01.2018. Nicht nur die Inneneinrichtung eines SPD-Büros in Hamburg musste dran glauben, die SPD ist als Regierungspartei direkte Unterstützung des türkischen Angriffskriegers gegen die demokratische Selbstverwaltung in Afrin Rojava.
Enemy of the state.
26.01.2018, Hambacher Forst. Oberleitung von Kohlebank kurz geschlossen und RWE-Areal verwüstet. Zudem wurde eine Pumpstation von RWE mit mehreren Brandsätzen sabotiert. Zuvor spazierten die Bullen mit AfD-Lern durch den Wald. Bei einer Barrikadenräumung wurden zudem 11 Menschen festgenommen. 27.01.2018. In Den Haag wurde die Fensterfront von einem MHP-nahen türkisch-aserbaidschanischen Verein schwer beschädigt. 27.01.2018. In Leipzig wurde eine SPD-Bude eingeschlagen wegen des Waffendeals des von der SPD geführten Außenministeriums mit der Türkei.
Überzeugung von der Nichtigkeit und Sinnlosigkeit alles Seins, Verneinung aller Werte und Ziele, zu lateinisch nihil, nichts.
Moral Decay!
28.01.2018, ein Auto einer Immobilienfirma wurde in Mücken abgefangen. 28.01.2018, in Jena wurde das Haus der Burschenschaft Germania Jena attackiert. Eine Scheibe wurde mit einem Stein beworfen und zerstört. 28.01.2018, in Zürich fängt ein Auto auf dem Gelände des türkischen Konsulats Feuer. Denn überall ist der Frieden, überall ist Widerstand.
Morris gegen das Verbrennungsprojekt des natürlichen städtischen Parks des Paris Saint-Martin in Rennes. 19.01.2018 in Leipzig wurde das Polizeirevier Westen in Bitumen angegriffen. Die Aktion stellte eine Reaktion auf die harte Repression der Bullen gegen die Solidaritätsdemonstration für Afrin in Köln am 27.01. dar. 19.01.2018 Auto der DPOEG in Bremen abgefackelt.
Annihilation. Erstens Nichtigkeitserklärung, zweitens Atomphysik-Umwandlung von Masse in Energie durch Zusammentreffen des Teilchens mit dem entsprechenden Antiteilchen zu annihilieren.
In Genf wurde auf einer Vernissage der Ausstellung des Architekturwettbewerbs für die Gebäude der internationalen Polizei und des Bundeslagers Gülle ausgeschüttet. Annihilated. 20.01.2018. In Stockholm wurde ein Zentrum der AKP-Lobbyorganisation angegriffen. Ein Sitz der Polen wurde in Leipzig-Konnewitz mit Farbe und Steinen angegriffen. Verteidigt eure Viertel gegen Aufwertung Faschisten und Polenschweine.
Polizia.
Zweiter 2018. Die neue Bundespolizeidirektion IB Berlin wurde entgast. 2.2.2018. Das Hauptquartier des türkischen Staatsunternehmens Istikbal wurde in Athen mit einer Brandbombe entflammt, wie ein vor dem Gebäude befindlicher Silo-5-Truck abgefackelt. 6.2.2018. Steine gegen Rewe gab es in Hannover.
1. Landstreicherei, 2. Vagabundenleben.
They turn on the same society that spawned them.
6.2.2018 in Frankfurt zünden autonome Gruppen ein Fahrzeug der bundesdeutschen Firma ThyssenKrupp an. In einer Erklärung heißt es, ThyssenKrupp ist einer der größten deutschen Waffenexporteure. Sie liefert Waffen an ein Regime und dies führt nun mit diesen Waffen einen Angriffskrieg. 9.02.2018 in Leipzig erleidet der Nazi-Schuppen in Glasbruch. Eine Vergeltung für den Nazi-Angriff 2016 in Konnewitz. 9.02.2018 Buttersäure gab es in Münster in einem Ladenlokal eines AfD-Politikers.
In Hamburg wurden die Firmenautos an Rechnung Demo an Melderin-Liefer gelegt. 13.02.2018 war Vince Arauco, Chile. Erdbefeuerungsfront ELF zerstört Zäune in einem alten Wald. 16.02.2018 Farbe in und Gasbruch an AfD-Veranstaltungsort in Berlin.
Moral Insanity. Sittlicher Urteilsfähigkeit bei normaler Intelligenz, Englisch, moralische Krankheit, moralische Irresein.
2018. Das Kommando Berlin-Zillern bearbeitete in Dresden die Scheiben eines SPD-Büros mit Hammerschlägen. Wer mit Faschistinnen zusammenarbeitet, in Deutschland den Familiennachzug verhindert und im Dresdner Stadtrat gegen Menschen, welche betteln müssen, hetzt, der hat eh nichts anderes als unser Hass verdient. 18.02.2018. Glasbruch in Buttersäure bei Eurocommand in Hamburg. 19.02.2018. Brandanschlag auf einem TTIP-Transporter in Berlin. Die Verteidigung von Efrin beginnt schon in den Straßen Europas. Insanity.
Brandanschlag auf das Gelände von OHB in Bremen. OHB ist eines der führenden Unternehmen für Raumfahrttechnik. Militärische Forschung und Produktion gehören zum Hauptgeschäft von OHB. Feuer und Flamme der deutschen Rüstungsindustrie. Solidarität mit dem revolutionären Projekt Warschau in Kurdistan und dessen Verteidigung. 21.02.2018. Steine und Farbe gegen Commerzbank in München. 23.02.2018. In Heilbronn führten revolutionäre Jugendliche das Rachekommando Shahid Avestar Jabur eine Aktion gegen ein faschistisches Café durch. Mit Steinen wurden die Fensterscheiben der Vorderseite zerstört.
Tabu. Erstens unantastbar, heilig, geheiligt, zweitens verboten. Polynesisch Tonga-Insel. Tabu. Bei Naturvölkern Vorschrift, gewisse Gegenstände, Personen, Tiere, Pflanzen, Handlungen und so weiter zu meiden. Ein Tabu verletzen.
What are you gonna do? Call the cops?
26.02.2018. In Dreieich-Offenbach wurde das Auto eines Halbfehlers verkauft.
Drei junge Burschen, mutig und munter, in dem Busch in Mexiko. Der kleine Greg ging am Durst zugrunde, die Zunge hieb ihm wie eine Faust im Munde, im Busch in Mexiko. Bei einem Mayaguya mit nackter Hand gruben wir in den heißen Sand, im Busch in Mexiko. Eine Schlange biss Kit in die Hände, am Abend war schon mit ihm zu Ende, im Busch in Mexiko. Ich lag im Fieberdelirium, die Geier pickten an Kit herum, im Busch in Mexiko. Ihre Mütter würden mich traurig fragen, fühlt so, als hätte ich die Jungen erschlagen im Busch in Mexiko. Kann ich zurück in die Heimat mehr gehen, muss wohl bei den Kameraden stehen im Busch in Mexiko.
This is the shock-studded story of two young men, immoral, hedonistic, indulged, whose sole existence is spent satisfying their weird, warped desire. These are the
boots.
Everything they touch is stained. Wealth and leisure afford them every opportunity for every gratification. Every day was a ball, every night a sensual orgy.
kaputt.
But even Mormons could no longer satisfy their ravenous cravings.
Sated
with sex, liquor and drugs.
Kaputt.
What else could they try in their crazed pursuit of kicks?
Kaputt, 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 kaputt.
Existing in any known shape or form doesn't give a damn about so much wasted breath. The first aim is to let the devotees' minds loosen their perception of their surroundings, giving them the benefit of a kind of cheap ecstasy that relaxes the nerves and helps them to endure oppression in whatever form. The second is to stimulate a collective feeling when more than one person is present, as the litanies are hardly ever recited by one devotee alone, though this should not be excluded in absolute. The third aim is to establish contact with the divine, but given that, as previously mentioned, this doesn't exist, the contact is reduced to the act of repeating the same words obsessively over and over. All this, along with other aims that I cannot recall right now, but which could be gone into by the benevolent reader, is to let the sound of the words prevail over their actual meaning. After all, it is the intonation of the litany that one hears, not the concept relayed, which obviously only exists as an intensification of the absurd. Like any other music that is intended to lull people to sleep, it must be repetitive, monotonous, predictable and comforting to allow thoughts and perceptions of things to fly low until they fade away and finally disappear. Strange as it might seem, the unification repetitive modulation of the litany produces dumbing down effects far more easily than one might imagine. The practitioners of any religion, i.e. the offices of the god being prayed to, know this very well and take advantage of it one way or another to prepare the attention, so to speak, of the believers for the discourse that they want to channel their way. Whether preaching or a sermon, a summons of faith or fierce threats, it makes no difference. The listener's ears must be captured and the brain dazed before the new words appear, often violent in contrast to the previous chanting. But why are you talking about litanies in an anarchist journal, one might ask? I'll explain right away.
Kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, kill for peace. Near or middle or very far east, near or very middle east. Kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, kill for peace. If you don't like your people or the way they talk, if you don't like their manners or the way they walk, kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, kill for peace. If you don't kill them, Los Cubanos will. If you don't want America to play second fiddle, kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill. If you let them live, they may subvert the Prussians. If you let them live, they may might love the Russians. Kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, kill for peace. It's still the only Nika an American can trust. It's a gook what got the speaker head bust. Kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, it will feel so good, like Colonel Ollie said it should. Kill, kill, kill for peace, kill, kill, kill for peace. Kill, kill, kill for me, kill for the poor colonels who lost in Greece. Kill for Pinochet and kill for poor old Macron and for Duvalier. Kill, kill, kill for a better time when there wasn't any poverty, there wasn't any crime, at least not any that we could see. Some things are really better left as they be. And kill, kill, kill some blacks, I'll teach the rest. Hey, they got way back, some people got to learn the very hard way, but at least with Bushy we can pray as we slay. Kill, it will give you the mental ease. Kill, it will give you a big release. Kill, kill, kill for peace. 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 Kill, kill, kill. Kill them all, the bastards.
Anarchist comrades do not recite litanies together. At least not yet. But some of them draw up lists which are devoutly sought, read, solicited, identified, discussed. They are applauded and used as tools to promote the anarchist self-satisfaction. So not litanies, but lists. But list of what? List of attacks that have already been carried out or could be carried out in the future. And this is just the best case scenario. Even the writer of these lines, presumptuous as the scowling Cerberus with three heads, committed this sin. From the mid-70s onwards, when drawing up the Proletarian Chronicle, a list of all the attacks on manifestations of power in the bi-monthly journal Anarchismo. Along with the two comrades with whom I began the undertaking, note to the reader and also for my wounded heart, in actual fact my comrades were not two but only one. Tito Pulcinelli, as the other, Vito Messana, was a man of the secret services under the name of Agent Metal, as we discovered 14 years later. We thought that this list could be helpful to spread both the action and the model employed in the operation, etc. This might have made sense at the time when there were so many comrades disposed to act, so many things being done, such a great confusion and lack of clarity. Which is not an excuse, I just want to say that I wouldn't do the same today. Explaining why it is not easy, why it's not easy, but that is what I'm trying to do. Well, someone might say, actually many as I can see when I'm moving around, at the end of the earth, it doesn't matter where, someone is acting against power by attacking it in its interests, its structures, its technological components and everything else. My turn will come, of course it will, the little comrade says, hold up in their internal doubts as perpetual preparer of the next action in the near future, always still in the making. For the moment it is enough for me to know what is being done everywhere, even at the end of the earth, it doesn't matter. I don't care about differences of background, about the fact that the conditions are radically different from one place to another. It's enough for us to go forward, heads down. It's enough to simply read this long list. It cheers me up and makes me feel proud to be an anarchist. The same kind of bitter reflection could be made concerning another kind of list. One specifying all the actions of an attack possible, burning a police station, sawing down a high voltage pylon, pulling a policeman's beard, and so on. Why did I write in the best of cases? Because sometimes among the actions of attack, these lists also include sad manifestations of dissent, court presidi, civilians, a horrid word of military origin than anarchists, along with many of those who borrow other people's words used without noticing. Let's say a full-blown presidio with a giant sheet carrying the words, "Let's destroy prisons." I've discussed the meaning of such initiatives elsewhere, where I just want to repeat that prison is a total institution, which in order to exist requires structural and economic connections spread throughout the territory. Are we sure that we know these connections? Do we know who the contracted suppliers are? Which power plants provide the energy? Where are the water tanks located and everything else? Or are we only able to write, "Let's destroy prisons"? Which would be the same as saying, "Let's destroy society," since society, as it is today, cannot exist without prisons. Do we really think that we can suggest the slogan, "Let's destroy prison, let's destroy society," to the poor unfortunates who find themselves behind bars, as that is what we are saying to them? Under such conditions, wouldn't it be better just to stay at home and read our manuals for becoming the perfect anarchist? Something similar, if not the same, could be said about other events.
Gulli. Einlaufschacht für Straßen abwässern, Englisch, Ringstein, Gosse.
Unwelcome and disgusting.
Perhaps it would have been better to have drawn up another kind of list. One containing the tools required for a planned action, in plenty of detail so as to avoid unpleasant surprises or sudden blocks because the lighter to light the fuse is missing. Including the maps required in order to reach the objective, the distance from the nearest points of repression, timing, possible escape routes, the number of participants required, a thorough discussion on the significance of the action, a decision about who should take the lead and give the appropriate orders in the event of things not going as planned. Yes, I'm talking about command and orders, and I confirm that I am an anarchist, and I repeat that I hate windbags, and so on. This would be a good list to draw up and one that I would read with interest. But I'd never publish one like this in any of our papers, journals, and so on. Because it only concerns the comrades who have decided, after finding and choosing themselves on the basis of reciprocal affinity, to carry out the precise action of attack.
Peinlich, unangenehm, prekäre Fragesituation, französisch, prekär, durch Bitten erlangt, widerruflich, unsicher, heikel.
Does anybody care?
If you want to dirty our pages with that technical topics well. Let's do it by going into detail about some action which, due to its complexity, we consider deserves to be gone into in depth, and publish the experience of comrades who have lived attention to this word, such an action. See, who have experienced such an action. Not just heard about it by reading lists. For example, in Italy, between the end of 1977 and 1989, 1,200 high-voltage pylons were cut down. A few of these actions ended up in these blast lists. But do you really think that was what triggered the proliferation of such actions, which I not only agree with but believe are good for one's health, being a question of night walks in the countryside? At the time, the above-mentioned journal published an article in which one method, among the many, was examined, explaining how you can cut down a pylon without making any noise and without any specialist technical equipment, cheerfully sawing away. I was tried and sentenced for that article, but that's not the point. I believe, given some of the reports in the local newspapers at the time, that this effort of the pen had not been in vain. But of course, it wasn't a sudden inspiration resulting from a list. Let's leave the litanies to the priests of every kind.
Schikane. Eins böswillig bereitete Schwierigkeit, meist unter Ausnutzung einer Machtstellung. Zwei, mit allen Schikanen, figurativ, mit allen Annehmlichkeiten, Feinheiten ausgestattet.
Porco Dio.
I said I didn't know the difference between right and wrong.
There are no civilians. We are all at war.
What are you gonna do? Call the cops?
FM.
Porco Dio.
There's a lot of insanity around these places.
Thank you.
one Ezra Pound. I have waited to ask you this, I could not ask you in prison. I waited until you were free. But why did you let them use your name and your greatness as so many pennies to put into the meters of their gas machines? You know what they did with the gas, your gas, Ezra Pound. The crime was too big. There are no extenuating circumstances. You should have known better. In Jerusalem, I ask the ancient Hebrew poets to forgive you. And what would Walt Whitman have said and Thomas Jefferson?
Mixing everything that we can think of.
How, when, and why, and if it still makes any sense. If technology continues to spread its wings, continuing in its onslaught to the point of derealizing the totality of everything that exists, we need to ask ourselves some questions concerning the intensification of our not exactly concealed intention, i.e. attack. If we haven't yet made ourselves clear, now it is the time to do so. Our intention, hence this analysis, hasn't changed since way back when we first became aware of the world around us, to transform it radically. And the best and most effective way to do this is by its destruction. However, something has changed in what is facing us. If this once arose massively and unmistakably before our eyes, and we could only fail to recognize it as our enemy by accepting and supporting it, today reality as a whole has the ghostly flimsiness of a clutter of wings, while continuing with its massacres and dehumanization. The brutal eruption of the techniques led by the individual capitals is clothed in the veil of uncommon painful desperation. They are armed one against the other, and the absence of the classic guarantees of the past, political democracy, unionized labor, welfare, adequate education, acceptable cultural matters, is leading to the isolation of the human being. There is no precise project of collective depauperization directed by the single capitalist. They cannot and would not know how to do this. It could be caused by technology, but through other procedures and other levers. In fact, this isolation already exists and is visible everywhere in the most economically advanced part of the world, which is where the pantomime of the reciprocal mauling of the individual capitalists is taking place. Production as a whole has been relegated to second place, having been supplanted or being in the process of being supplanted by the technique of speed displacement, with the dual result of breaking up any residual solidarity, we can no longer talk in terms of class, and exploiting distant populations to the utmost while outsourcing, once also unheard of. technological dehumanization, which will eventually change existing structures profoundly, cannot be foreseen, as it will not be a result of predictable decisions, but will emerge from the spontaneous assemblage of processes capable of causing such overwhelming effects sectorially as to reduce each productive setup to zero. The wild dodginess of the individual capitalist pursuit of profits is thus being somewhat curbed by the inanity of decisions made out of place and principally out of time, which if to the short-sighted single capitalist eye might look like an adventurous investment, could turn out to be an absolute catastrophe in a short space of time. Here, a possible indication appears. Each false step of the Singer technique could be a sign of weakness. And any theory of attack will tell you that you strike the weak points of the enemy first. Technology can do nothing about these false steps other than speed up the process of derealization. But this very acceleration is itself an indication of advantage for attack. We could be the ones who are unable to see, already so dear realized as to be chasing shadows as the fits of the zombies. But if we are not yet dead and rotten, perhaps we will be able to find the strength and indication for action.
Bedeutung des Gegensatzes zu formell und zu schwächlich auf, wenn man ihn nur auflösen will, um für ein drittes vereinigendes Raum zu machen. Der Gegensatz verdient vielmehr verschärft zu werden. Gleichwohl ist auch das Übrige in jedem ungleich und ihr werdet euren Gegensatz erst dann nicht länger bloß verhehlen, wenn ihr ihn ganz anerkennt und jedermann vom Wirb bis zur See sich als einzig behauptet. Dann wird der frühere Gegensatz allerdings aufgelöst sein, aber nur deshalb, weil es ein stärkeres in sich aufgenommen hat. Nicht darin besteht unsere Schwäche, dass wir gegen andere im Gegensatz sind, sondern darin, dass wir es nicht vollständig sind. Das heißt, dass wir nicht gänzlich von ihnen geschieden sind oder dass wir eine Gemeinschaft, einen Band suchen, dass wir an der Gemeinschaft ein Ideal haben. Ein Glaube, ein Gott, eine Idee, ein Hut für alle. Würden alle unter einen Hut gebracht, so brauchte freilich keiner von dem anderen den Hut noch abzunehmen.
How? In the usual way. Let's organize according to affinity. Small, determined attacks on targets, even simple ones, but which are still clearly visible, i.e. have not yet been made to disappear. Reading these pages should be a small indication, a kind of counter-derealization manual. We cannot leap on our great steeds to attack now that the whole world is about discovering itself in the ethereal lightness in order to deceive us. Nor can we justify ourselves the old contradictions and torment of those who have seen everything and are just waiting for the next delirium to declare defeat once and for all. Attacking means striking, destroying, burning, exploding, killing, uprooting, erasing from the face of the earth even the small reality, I'm saying reality, that we manage to grasp there in front of us. It exists and needs no more than a slight adjustment of our gaze in order to be seen. There. If the era of the facile attack is over, the era of the easy attack is over, the time of for attack is not. In fact, the time of intelligence, visual acuity, of putting our heart in what we do, our boundless dreams and passions, is upon the horizon.
Von Fäkalien herrühren, aus Fäkalien bestehen, Kote.
When? At any moment. We need to invent our own means, not to go looking for lots of glamorous tools to become available, which if they ever were, no longer are. I recall those self-igniting pocket-sized items that took down Berlusconi's standard stores and brought them to bankruptcy. After that, silence. Why stop? Are we waiting for some new pyrotechnic invention? Perhaps this kind of instrument seems too tame for the extremely dangerous anarchists, destroyers of the world. It is the will that opens the way to the seductions of existence, to everything that we are capable of contriving. Without dwelling too long on the extraordinary misery afflicting us at the moment, let's grasp the vital element of action that quality can suddenly give us. That a thousand conflicting thoughts could never drill into our hearts. Let's go beyond reality. Now, the time is always right before this process has forced us to accept chains that no human strength would ever be able to break.
Over sun-wet hills, past sheep and peat, Chucky homebrew in old army backpack. His beard gray, now his teeth yellow, or gone his mouth stained with sour wine. 14 years married to her for life, and drunken knuckles quickly changing a dance. Over hills in the sunsets like heroes, in B-movies but sadly cold for real. Flashback of his kids that were, that will become, that might have been. Aging, slowing down and wiser yet for all the walking, drinking times. How cruel this wondrous paradise from which its desperate children forever flee.
Look around us. Do we want to end our days curled up in front of the TV, get a job in some small village registry office, teach the alphabet to children gone sick, senile before their time, adapt to the thousand crafts of survival, carry on reading Bakunin and Kropotkin, carry on pontificating with other comrades, disintegrated like ourselves by the habit of not knowing what to do between one split and another. Carry on comparing ourselves with the portraits of our grandfathers. Come on, let's get rid of all this shit. And if need to be, ourselves with it.
annihilated.
Porco Dio.
Enemy on the station. Enemy on the station.
Thank you.
Film.
Nummer 21. Komplett live im Vorproduktionsstudio.
Zu hören, heute Musik unter eigentlich nur von Mojaki, wieder Chronicles of the Naho Punk Kid. Jetzt auch im Hintergrund. Sounds, Presenter Dark, Felix Blume und Godin Coil, die Userinnen. Texte
zum einen. Texte aus dem Fremdwörter Lexikon, herausgegeben von Gerd Warig, 1982. Auszüge, Beiträge aus der Poetry-Sammlung Visions of Poesy and Anthology of 20th Century Anarchist Poetry bei Freedom Press. Kurzer Part aus Marc Stinus, der Einzige in sein Eigentum. Und ein kurzes Lied-Gedicht aus Beat Ravens Abenteuergeschichten. The Bush in Mexico.
Eine Liste, eine Chronik von jüngsten Attacken aus der autonomen Blättchen. Sowie eine Kritik daran am Listenführen aus dem Negazine, ein Journal, das von Anarchisten zusammengestellt wurde, erschienen 2017, daraus haben wir zwei Texte gehört. Heute wieder mal mit einem Spezialgast. Der für den heutigen speziellen Sound verantwortlich war. Kaputt FM, jeden zweiten Donnerstag um 22 Uhr hier in Freiburg Helsinki. Die Wiederholung gibt es am Sonntag in der Woche darauf um 1 Uhr nachts. Yeah.